bench first. And this be'emes is an ikar adin, and the Gemara goes through it there. That what's the big midas chasidus? We mentioned last night that every single one of these cases has to be a midas chasidus. If it's an ikar adin, then it's not a special schus that he had for arichas yamim. That the Gemara talks about over there. And I didn't eat from a behema that the things that need to be taken off the behema and given to the kohen weren't taken off. Does anybody see a pattern in this phrase? Sounds like completely unrelated things. I was always first in the Beis Medrash. I didn't bench if there was a kohen there, and I only ate from a behema after the matonis were taken off. What's the similarity between these three things? It must be some. You have to realize when an Amora says that these three things is what gave me a schus, it doesn't really make so much sense. That they're three haphazard, unrelated things. There's a certain shita sachayim, a certain midas chasidus that this person excelled in. What? What do you mean? It's all a question of kedima. I don't know exactly what midah this is specifically, but it's all in yanam of kedima. Like Ellie's saying, it's an amazing thing. They're all in yanam of kedima. I always made sure I was kaidim to come to the Beis Medrash, but I wasn't kaidim a kayin when it came to benching. I let the kayin be kaidim. And I didn't eat kaidim, the matanis were taken off. It sounds almost like it balances out. They say that if a person, let's say you ask a person, you're collecting money for somebody, you'd like to know if he can help out. So a person takes out his checkbook, he writes out a check, $5,000 on the spot. So you say, wow, it's amazing, this guy's mamish, such a generous person. But then if the next night you happen to see that he's gambling and he pulls out $5,000 and puts it on the table, so then it doesn't mean that he's a generous person. It means that money flows easily for him. What? What do you mean? What do you mean? No, we wouldn't. What? I think most people that put down the money, so don't take gambling, okay? A risky business deal. Or buying a useless, some people they'll pass by something in a store and they'll be like, I think I'll buy that. What?
It's like $5,000 on a pen or something.
Right. I'm not going to get into the psychological dynamics of gambling right now, but the point is that you see that when you have a certain midah, it has to be a certain midah that's used l'tayv and not l'ra. It's just the midah that you use l'ra. Let me give a mashal that you should be masked to. Okay, let's say someone will come into a Beis Medrash and will see another person being mavaz to the Beis Medrash. Is that a big avera? A serious avera. He sees a person, we discussed it yesterday, he sees a person being mevaza Beis Medrash in a very disgusting way. So, he gets up, and he's moichel l'chvayd Hashem. And he starts screaming and yelling, l'chvayd Hashem, l'man Hashem, that this is not the way we act at a Beis Medrash, and he has to be covered for a Beis Medrash, so on and so forth. L'man Hashem, imamish, he's thundering forth, his kanos is flowing out of him. And then he gets home that night, and supper is not on the table. Listen carefully, Zevi. Supper is not on the table. So he asks his wife, what's going on? And she said, it'll be ready in 5 minutes. And again, the kanoah starts pouring out. And when I come home, you'd be surprised how many husbands are like that. When I come home, I expect supper on the table. So is he a kanoah or is he samakaisen? It was the first kanos. Now you think the first kanos is still a shem shemayim, or now you, okay, the guy, The guy gets angry. He gets angry for Hashem. He gets angry for himself. He has a mid of kas. It's only when you see a person that's completely under control and he's a calm, relaxed person and things don't frazzle him, and then someone's mevaza, then he sees a bizoyan, and then his mida comes out. So with Repreda, it's an amazing thing. With Repreda, you see that he had this mida of being first. He wants to be first, like Hidmani Adam Leves HaMedrash. He wants to be first. And yet the same Repreda would never bench before a Kohen. Ah, you wanted to be first? That's the Kedusha, I want to be first. But when it's the right thing for me not to be first, I'm also ready to not be first. I'm not letting my Midas rule me. My Seichel controls me, not my Midas. And the same thing with Behemesh Alehurma Matnesei also. That first the Kedusha has to be taken care of, and then me. I'm not the center of the world. It's not all about me. I have to first do the mitzvah. But still, when it came to coming to Beis Medrash, like Hidmani Adam LeBeis HaMedrash, the Amru Oid, they said in the Gemara, also Vaitu in the Gemara Megillah, Sha'alu Talmidav is from Nechunya. But Nechunya's Talmidim asked him, Bameh Arachtu Yomim, with what schus were you Mayrach Yomim? Omar Lohem, he said to them, Miyomai Loi Niskabadati Bekloin Chaveri. I never allowed myself to be honored through the Bizayan of my friends. The design of my friend was never a covet for me. Which we know, we all know this feeling that sometimes we could paint the situation or we could talk in a certain kind of way that we could be miscavet, we could end up putting ourselves in a good light at the expense of somebody else. Someone who gives a sharp line or something at someone else's expense, everyone should think that he's sharp or witty or whatever it is. So that's being miscavet b'klein chaveiroi. So he said, I was never miscavet b'klein chaveiroi. But like also al mitasi kilolas chaveri, and the aklala to my friend never came on my bed. The Gemara says that means that which we have in our siddurim, we have written down the in the beginning before hamafil. It says yiras to be meichel anybody that hurt us. He was always meichel everybody before he went to sleep. But the Gemara says like this: umefarish hasam. What's lein iskabadati b'klein chaveri? Ki hoder Ravuna dori mara kaspe. Ravuna was carrying a shovel on his shoulder. Imagine Rav Huna, the great Rav Huna, was walking with a shovel over his shoulder. Also Rav Chana bar Chanilai v'kadori minei. Rav Chana bar Chanilai came and he wanted to carry it for him. He sees Rav Huna walking with a shovel, he wanted to take it from him. So he said like this, Amarle, he said, Iro Galus didoris b'masach, if in your city you're accustomed to walking around carrying a shovel, it's not a bizayin for you. So Dari, so go ahead, carry it. The Eloi, and if not, is Yakoire Ano, Bizilusei Didach, for me to get covered because of your Bizayan, Loi Nichali, I'm not interested. I'll carry the shovel. I'm not interested in getting covered at your expense. That's an amazing thing, Mr. Yisharim points out. Hare Lanu, Sha'afal Pisha, Mashmos, Beklein Chaveroi. Even though when you say Beklein Chaveroi, it sounds like you're being mevaz of somebody. Klein chaklein is like bizayin. You're being miskavit b'klein chaver. It sounds like you mevaz of someone, you hurt someone's feelings, you looked at someone in a certain way that was mevaz of him. Who mishtada levazo is chaver, the mashmos is that he's trying to be mevaz of his friend. Kidei shal yudei zeyir b'kvoide, so that his kavod should be increased through this. Hine lachasidim layoos l'kabel kavod. The chasidim, it's not enough, it's not good to be makabel kavod. Even if his chaver wants it, his chaver is coming and saying, I'm ready, I would like to do you a favor. Is that miskabed b'klein chaveri? Would you have thought that's miskabed b'klein chaveri? The guy is offering to come to carry it for you. That's miskabed b'klein chaveri? He says, that's the chasidim. And he has a bizoyan l'chaveri, he's not interested. interesting thing, just something to think about, off the topic here, but from this Gemara, that you see that he wasn't home, he wasn't in his city. Right? He says, if that's the way you would act in your city, so then, just we have an attitude by us that even though if there's a certain way we would walk around when we're home, but when we're away from home, we clown not mocked at how we walk around. Such a thing. But you see over here this idea that Rav Huna's way of figuring out if he should do it over here was how he walks around at home. An interesting thing that a person has to fear, so you see, a person has to act wherever he is. It doesn't matter who's going to see him, who isn't. Whatever's considered mechubit for him, the way he acts at home, however he dresses at home, whatever he does at home, that's what's be'etzem mechubit for him, considering his surroundings, his sviva. So when you leave, and you're far away and nobody can see you, but for yourself, you have to be mechabit yourself that much. I want to mention something I discussed with the second Seder here today. A little secret, I have a little secret for you. And that is, I don't know if you know, that is that there's a yontif on the way. Shavuos is coming. We did a little survey, I hope the Baruch from second Seder will be moichel me. We did a little survey in Shir. I'll do the survey now again. I was so fired up from that survey, I want to do it again. And the survey is, I want to know how many people during the day today thought of that Shavuos is coming. Is anybody that thought to themselves, Shavuos is coming? Not, I have to make sure I have good meals, or will my soup be in the cleaners over Shavuos, or something like that, Sunday, you know. What? Not who you chavrut. That's a very frum good cheshbon. But Shavuos, like Zman Matan Torah Seinu, is coming. The Torah is being given in a few days. And I was thinking about it, and the reason why I brought it up is because we have to break a pattern over here. I once read in a book that if a person has it was a book about perfectionists. So I read in the book that if a person realizes in his mind that his mind is going in a bad place, that his mind is like getting into a perfectionist pattern, so that he should wear a rubber band around his wrist, and every time his mind starts going in the wrong pattern, he should snap the rubber band against his wrist and say stop, like interrupt the thought pattern. That's what I once read. I never tried it. I'm not sure if it works. It sounds interesting. See, after a while, you don't even have to really do it. You don't even need to have a rubber band in it. You can just go like this. It'll stop the pattern. Your mind gets used to it. We have to stop a pattern. The pattern is like this. We have a thing that we go through every year. That must be why, yeah. We have a pattern every year. Every year since we're about, I don't know, 11, 12, some of us since we're 15. Every year we get to this time of year, and every year our Rabbeim tell us, Matan Torah, Shavuos, every Shalosh Shudos is about Kabbalah Satayra, and Sfira, and Kabbalah Satayra, and Sfira. And it's an amazing thing. We're programmed already that it goes in one ear and out the same ear. It doesn't even go through our brain once. We expect it. Let's hear Rabbi Kaplan get up now to speak. So we expect, we know, he's going to talk. Shavuos is coming. Kabbalah Satayra, we have to be ready. We know that Shavuos. He'll say it this way, he'll say it that way, he'll say it this way. A nice word, a nice good story, a chizuk. We know that one. It goes in and it bounces right off and goes right out again. And it's the habit. We're pushing in this habit. It's an amazing thing. We're pushing in this habit. And it doesn't happen. It's amazing. After years and years of chinuch, instead of getting the chinuch that before a yantif comes, we have to think about it. We have the chinuch that when a Rosh Hashiva gets up to speak, we should turn off. That's what became our chinuch. It's an amazing thing. That's why I just want to point out, we have about 5 minutes. I just want to point out, I'm not going to talk about Shavuos now. It doesn't help. It doesn't help. People try it all the time. Every year we try to talk about Shavuos. It doesn't help. I want to talk about something. I want to mention this from a different angle. And I'm pulling the rubber band now, Rabbi said. We have to stop the pattern. We have to change our way of thinking before a yantif comes. That's what I mentioned earlier today. If you take out a siddur and you open the Shalosh Regalim davening, you'll see that there's a paragraph there that we say every single day of yantif four times. Shachris Mincha Meir Ven Musaf. And every single day of Chol HaMoed once. That means we say it many, many times a day. We made a cheshbon today in Shir that on Shavuos we say it 8 times, on Pesach we say it 20 times, and on Sukkot we say it 21 times. And that is the paragraph of V'hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu as birchas mayadecha. Does anybody know what V'hasiyenu means? Besides for you. Does anybody know what V'hasiyenu means? We say it 21 times on Sukkot. Does anybody know what V'hasiyenu means? Lift up, what does that mean? So in the context of the sentence? What? Isn't that amazing? We say it 21 times over, so we said it 20 times on Pesach. And it's a very dramatic, it's from a very dramatic part of davening. Katshenu b'mitzvah yisecho, v'seif ha'kenu b'sar yisecho. What does v'hasiyenu mean? Zevi, do you know what it means? What does it mean? The load on us. V'hasiyenu is like a lashon of masa, a package. It means to pack it on. Amazing, we tell Hashem, pack on as birchas mayadecha. Load it up. Like you have a chamar, they're carrying packages and packages and packages. We tell Hashem here, we're bending over our back. Please pack it up, pour on birchas mayadecha, the bracha of our yantif. That's amazing. We don't say that on Shabbos, we pointed out. We don't say it on weekdays. Just 3 times a year, we get to say this incredible thing. We tell Hashem to pour onto us, to pile on. Pile on. You ever see these hikers and that their packages are much bigger than they are? You ever hike? No. Right? These huge packages. We tell Hashem, pack it on more, more, more. Again, we say again and again, 4 times a day, v'hasiyenu, es birchas mayadecha, pack on the brachas. Big brachas. The chayim, shalom, simcha, and sazen. Is there anybody, we asked this before, is there anybody here that thinks that they don't need one of those 4 things? Chayim, shalom, simcha, or sazen? He's a, what? You know, and then weiter in that bracha, kadoshenu b'mitzvah secha, v'seich ha'kedu b'sar secha, sabeinu mituvecha, samcheinu b'yishua secha. Unbelievable things. And here it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to pour it onto us. It's a big day ahead. It's a big day ahead. Whatever it means, what is Shavuos all about? I don't know. What the inyanim of Shavuos are? It's not for now. But we have to be aware, there's a big, big, big event happening. If we were getting married in 2 weeks, you think we wouldn't think about it every single day, a few times a day? Ask Eli Brenner, he's getting married in a week and a half. Ask him if he goes by an hour of the day without thinking of the fact that he's getting married. Ask him if an hour passes without thinking about it. How the neshamas are going to change in a week and a half. It's a big thing. Just because we don't see it in this world doesn't mean there aren't massive changes happening. The world is different on Shavuos. Something's happening. We have to be aware. Events are changing. Imagine we were all going to move. The yeshiva was going to move in a week and a half. We would go a day without thinking about it. Massive changes are going to happen. We would think about it. Before the summer, how many people went today without thinking of their summer plans? Is there anybody that did not think of their summer plans today? You didn't think of it. Except for one, because about 20 people there, one person didn't think of his summer plans today. Because there's big changes happening, 2 people. This big change is happening. This summer is a big thing. It's not the regular mahalach. I'm going to camp. I'm going to here. I'm going to school. Whatever it is, this something's happening. Change is happening, but the summer is happening after Shavuos. The massive changes that are happening into our neshama, they're happening Shavuos time. Massive, massive changes. Packing on birchas mayadecha will never be the same again. Unfortunately, it's hard for us to feel that on a yantif or after a yantif. But the beginning of feeling it is knowing that it's true. First, we have to know that something's there. We don't know to look for something. We'll never find it. We have to first know there's something to look at. There's something called Birchas Mayadecha. How should we prepare for it? What should we do about it? How should we get ready for it? Each person has to know themselves what to do. Maybe if we have time, another time, we'll discuss different possibilities of what to do. But the first thing is, it has to be on our minds. And we have to be conscious of it. There's a yontif coming. We have a mitzvah deraisa every single night that we count Sfira towards Matan Torah. It's like an irrelevant thing. It's Baruch Hashem and Mekayim a mitzvah. Some of us maybe are still making a bracha, but it's you know, it becomes like an okay, that's Sfira. We don't remember have any idea what we're counting to. Pasha, we don't think about it. Pasha, don't think about it. At least maybe for that second of the day that we're saying Hayoim, whatever the day is, like Shavuos is coming. Should occur to us, Shavuos is coming. However effect it will have on us, but Shavuos is coming. Let's be ready. A big event is happening. Let's be ready for it. We're sitting and learning Musar. The Gemara says that the tachlis of Chachma is is tshuva u'maisim toivim. Gemara says in brachas, the purpose of chachma is tshuva u'maisim toivim. That means that the purpose of learning is for action, that we should have maisim toivim. We should be, it should be pile on us, l'maisa. It should affect us, l'maisa. We have a Musar Seder, we have a whatever the other Zdarim are of the day. It's supposed to affect us, l'maisa. Shuas is coming. However it affects each person, however it impacts each person, but it has to be on our mind. It's a big day. Many of us personally, whether we discuss it with other people or we don't discuss it with other people, struggle with things. There's a big weapon coming our way. There's a massive weapon, a massive tool, a tool of tremendous power that's coming into our hands in a week and a half that will help us with whatever struggle we have. It's called Birchas Mayadecha. V'hasiyenu Hashem Elgeinu is Birchas Mayadecha. Who knows how powerful that weapon is? It's a powerful weapon. Anybody who is enough das that he struggles with things, that he deals with things, that things bother him, that he has things that he has to go through in life, it looks forward, waiting with anticipation to have that weapon, to be able to say that tefillah. At least he's waiting for it. Imagine a king would tell you, in a week and a half, you'll be able to make any request you want of me. In 10 days, you know, now I think it's a 2 weeks Shavuos. In 2 weeks, you'll be able to make whatever request you want. A melech will tell that to you. You think you'd go an hour without thinking of what you're going to ask? Without thinking of how it's going to affect you? You're about to make a request of a melech. You know, a melech could do anything. And here we're sitting here with the Ben Yachid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shavuos is a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrates the greatest love in the world of giving us his Torah. He chooses us from all the other nations, tremendous love, and we have the ability to ask him for anything. Chaim, Shalim, Simcha, Sasain, anything. And it doesn't even occur to us, it doesn't come into our minds. So let's try to wake up, and that when we hear again about Matan, so someone gets up and starts talking again about Matan Torah, it should be as if we're getting married in 2 weeks and someone is discussing our wedding plans with us. It has to come to life. The Yom Tov is coming.